We're going to talk about school absenteeism next. In the years 2022-2023, that school year, more than 110,000 primary school children missed more than 20 days of school. 65,000 secondary school students missed the same number. This is according to the Child and Family Agency TUSLA, which monitors this issue and which works with families and schools affected. We're joined in studio this morning by the Education Minister, Helen McEntee. You're very welcome.
Morning.
Good morning. The last comparable year before COVID intervened was 2018 and 2019. And that school year, 10% of primary school children missed 20 or more days. But in the school year that we're talking about today, that number has risen to almost 20%. What's the demographic here? Who was missing 20 or more days in primary school that year?
So look, firstly, I mean, there's a number of factors here at play, and the figures you've mentioned there, if you look at our DESH schools in particular, so those schools where we're supporting children who are most at risk of educational disadvantage, the figure's as high as 40%. So almost every second child was missing more than 20 days. These are really alarming figures. It's a very worrying trend that we're seeing post-COVID, not just here in Ireland, but across the globe. And that's why at the very early stages in the department, I said that I wanted to tackle this, that I want to work with teachers, that I want to work with parents, and I want to work with students to try and reverse this trend.
So in that school year, what age, roughly, do we have an average age of the child who is missing 20 or more days from primary school?
It's across the board. And what's very clear, and one of the measures that I'm announcing today,
from
is that it's happening from junior infants up. And I was in a school recently actually engaging with the school completion programme, where they themselves were explaining to me that children in junior infants were missing significant number of days. And that's why one of the measures I'm announcing today is a review and a change to the legislation, which means at the moment many of our supports that we put in place are for six and up. But of course, children go to school at four, they go to school at five. And the earlier that we can identify this trend, the earlier we can reverse it, the better it is. If you go to school all the time, every day, you're going to continue to go to school into post-primary. If we can address this at the earliest stage as possible, we need to do that.
2022-2023, that particular school year, that was 7 months after COVID was declared over in the country. Now, so it's a very particular set of circumstances that we might be looking at here. Was it in that year schools stopping anyone who had a runny nose from coming in, because there was a lot of that? Or was it deeper than that? What is the data telling you?
So for primary school, the main reason for absence is illness. And yes, I think to your point, for a long time and probably even still now, not just parents were nervous at sending children in if they had a sniffle or a cold or a flu, but schools obviously preferred if children weren't there in case there was a contamination or illness spread. So we need to look at, is that still the case? How do we make sure that we're giving correct advice to students? That's why the Department of Health is going to be involved in any of the actions that we take, making sure that we're giving the correct advice now compared to what was happening then.
So 2023-24 then, that school year, do you have any data to suggest that that 20% number has come down?
We haven't seen that data yet. It'll be a couple of months before we have that information. So obviously, I hope that the trend that we saw immediately after COVID will have started to shift. And I certainly hope the measures that I'm proposing today will see that shift even further. What we know, though, for the post-primary level is that the highest rate and the reason for absenteeism is unexplained. So we have to understand, again, what does that mean? Why are children not coming into school? And it's different, again,
consistent
for different demographics.
The secondary school rate in 2018-2019 was 15%. And in this school year that we're talking about, 2022-23, it's just under 16%. It's still high, but that increase relative to the primary school is not there. In secondary school, is it deeper perhaps than the runny nose keeping them away from school? Is it, how much of it is school refusal?
Again, it's a mixture, and this is why we need the data and we need better data. So some of the measures that I'm proposing today, it is about collecting data in a better way. So at the moment, schools are supposed to provide all of their absent data to TUSLA at the end of the year. We need to get better at that. We need to make sure that all schools are doing that, and there's a particular focus there. But secondly, what I want to do is focus on real-time data and information. So the quicker we can identify a problem that's emerging, the quicker we can reverse it. But also, if you have real-time data and information, you're getting better clarity on the reasons behind it.
But we have heard anecdotally about the level of anxiety, the level of stress that younger people, young teens, 13, 14, 15 and upwards have been having. Do you know if it is that is feeding into the secondary school? Let's just talk about them for a moment, the secondary school students who are not going to school.
It's part of it, certainly. And to your point, particularly post-COVID, increased levels of anxiety, children who are not wanting to come into school. But there are also different issues as well that are at play here. So one of the measures today is the expansion of a pilot programme called UNSHA. So UNSHA has been in a number of schools recently where we're helping schools, again, to analyse the data and the information that they have, who's their school community, what are other external factors. And one of the schools, by looking at their information, they identified that their start time was the same as some of the primary schools. Children then who were the second drop-off were not coming in because they were going to be late, they were afraid they were going to get in trouble. So by looking and assessing that information, by changing the school time, they actually saw the rate increase, so the number of children coming to school, the absenteeism rate decreased, and that had nothing to do with necessarily mental health or well-being. This was simply the start time of the school. So mm-hmm. it's different for different schools, it's different in different areas. Certainly when we look at our DESH schools, certainly when we look at where we know there is a greater risk for children, there needs to be more targeted measures, and there's measures have already been put in place and that we're rolling out now.
But as Education Minister, you must have asked the question. When you see figures like 20% of primary school children in 2022-23 missed 20 or more days of school, you must have asked, what's the situation now? How many of them, are they back at school? If some of them have moved on to secondary, are they attending secondary school? You surely must have asked that question.
Absolutely.
And so what's the answer?
I don't have all of that information now. So what we're looking at, and this is the case with any report.
So the schools don't have the information, but they must have the information.
So the schools report at the end of the year, and this is why I'm saying that has to change. We should be getting real-time information, real-time data. So I've engaged with other jurisdictions and other countries where every single day they get real-time information as to what's happening. We don't have that now. So I'm proposing that we will get, first and foremost, better responses from schools in providing their overall information, which it's not a full picture now, so that is a challenge in identifying what the problem is, but that we have real-time data so that we as a department, and I in particular as Minister, can see on a daily basis, children are coming into school or not, why are they absent, what are the reasons being given, are there other issues we need to address. It was said to me very clearly by a teacher last week, you know, a child can be marked in school at 9 o'clock in the morning, what if they leave in the afternoon? So how do we analyse this data, how do we make sure we're collecting the right information? And again, that's why the conference that I'm proposing next year is absolutely key. How do we bring together best practice? What information do we have? What measures are we using already? What's working? What's not? And I have to be clear on that. There's lots of really good measures that are working. Mm-hmm. Our education welfare officers, our school completion programmes, which are keeping children in school. Well, I want to expand them. I want to do more, obviously, where things are working well. Okay. How can we do even better? The final one, and it's really back to basics. From this September onwards, there'll be a multimedia campaign, quite simply raising awareness and talking about why it's positive for children to be in school. We do sometimes have to get back to the basics, remind people, remind parents, remind students, it's good for you to be in school. It's not just beneficial for your education, but for your overall health and well-being. And that will be launched.
But I'm wondering
in the school
just how much
coming.
Damage has been done by COVID. There's no data on this either, but I have heard, and through radio and television reports, many parents saying, you know what, our child's education was stopped overnight, so I've no problem keeping my child home.
And that's firstly why I think the campaign is really important. You shouldn't be keeping your child at home. I think we have lessons that we have to learn from COVID. Absolutely. Have there been impacts? 100%. You can see it, not just in absenteeism, but in so many other ways. And I think the review that we're doing at a government level on COVID, all of the measures we took, the impact, what could we do differently? I mean, hopefully we'll never have to deal with that scenario again. But it's very clear that firstly, the decision to keep children at home was to keep them safe, but it has had implications. And now we need to respond, and I need to make sure everything that can be done to reverse this
trend. But it's
across
government departments, isn't it? Because if a lot of this is mental illness, then you have waiting times, which are extraordinarily long for anyone seeking to get any sort of counselling or help.
That's why you'll see the measures today what I'm saying is I'll be doing this in consultation with a number of departments. So first and foremost, the Minister for Children, making sure that we are bringing children to their preschool, to their early school years, which is now free, that they're doing that at the earliest stages possible. So again, that you get used to sending your school in regularly, or your child to school regularly. Second, I'll be working with the Minister for Further and Higher Education. I'll be working with the Minister for Health, okay, again, looking at what other measures we need to take. But when I say that there's things that are working already, we have a pilot in our schools for primary school children, specifically providing counselling and supports to support their health and their well-being. That's working really well, so I okay. want to see that expanded. So there's lots happening. It's about making sure we support what's working well and we identify new ways to address this issue.
Thank you very much for coming in. Education Minister Helen McEntee. We'll be back after this break.